Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to fight criminal charges of corruption, describing the indictment as an attempted coup. Mr. Netanyahu was indicted yesterday on charges of bribery, breach of trust and fraud. Mr. Netanyahu, who denied wrongdoing in the corruption cases, is not legally required to resign until he's convicted and all appeals are exhausted. But political pressure is likely to be intense. The Prime Minister hit back with a 15-minute televised address, accusing the judiciary, the police and others of plotting against him with false and politically motivated allegations. We can talk now to Gil Hoffman, who's political correspondent with the Jerusalem Post. A very good morning to you, Gil Hoffman.
Thanks for being with you, Brian.
Thanks for taking our call this morning. Can you explain to us the charges against Mr. Netanyahu and why they are being brought now?
The charges against Netanyahu are fraud, breach of trust, and bribery in the three different cases. One is the expensive gift affair, in which he received cigars and pink champagne and jewelry from a rich Hollywood producer. Then there are cases that involve the media. One of the cases involves a meeting that he had with the publisher of the second largest circulation paper, which was very anti him, and he said, if you make your newspaper less anti me, I'll get the top circulation paper, which is pro him, to come out less often, which is a bribe of about $1 million a year worth of ads. And then the final case involves a billionaire who owned the phone company, the cable company, and the billionaire continued to own both companies in return for positive news coverage on the news website that the billionaire also owned, and he stopped reforms to lower the prices of both phone calls and cable TV.
Now, there have been various allegations in the ether against Mr. Netanyahu for some time. Why is it crystallized at this point into an indictment and specific charges?
Well, the legal system in Israel works very slowly, and those cases are very intertwined, and there are state's witnesses, so it's taken time. And meanwhile, the Attorney General wanted to wait for our political system to complete the course of forming a government. And once again, somebody got a chance to form a government and failed, so there was no reason to wait anymore. So the day after that happened, he announced the indictment.
So what happens now politically? As you say, politically Israel is still in deadlock. What does this mean internally within the Likud party, which Mr. Netanyahu leads? What does it mean for his support within his own party?
Well, the supporters in his own party are not coming out against him for the most part, because they know that he is the gold mine that keeps on helping them politically. They know that this is a country where people really value experience in a leader, and Netanyahu is so much more experienced than any other potential leader that they keep on going back to him. So we've seen no rebellion so far inside the Likud party.
So no moves as of yet to oust him, and he will remain in post, will he, as this legal process takes its course?
Well, he's the head of a caretaker government until somebody else can form a government. And so he'll continue to be in charge of diplomacy, security, economy, and he'll have to do all of those things while he's fighting charges. He'll have to have two full-time jobs as a prime minister and as a defendant, unless the courts intervene and say that he can't run the country anymore. The law is a little vague. We might end up having a constitutional crisis in a country with no constitution.
Well, it does seem extraordinary that the leader of the government can simultaneously be fighting very serious charges in court, perhaps on a daily basis once this gets going.
Innocent until proven guilty, but yes, yeah. Perhaps they'll have to change the law in order to prevent this from happening in the future. That a regular member of parliament has to quit if indicted. It doesn't say that about a prime minister.
And just in relation to the efforts to form a government, is that still entirely stalemate at the moment? Are there any moves in that regard?
It's become a lot more complicated now, because technically, if he had been indicted for only lesser charges, then perhaps Benny Gantz could have said, okay, he's not so bad, we could have some kind of power-sharing agreement where Netanyahu will go first just until the trial, and then I'll take over. There were compromise proposals floated out there, and now that he not only got indicted on a much more serious charge of bribery, but also began a war against the legal establishment, now there's no way that anyone can cooperate with him from the center or the left.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to go to our third election in under a year.
All right, well, we shall see. Gil Hoffman, Chief Political Correspondent of the Jerusalem Post, thanks so much indeed for talking to us.